This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The world is nearing the 550,000 death toll mark as results of COVID-19 come in. More than 132,000 of those deaths are in the United States. Brazil has more than 68,000, while the United Kingdom has more than 44,000. The number of infections globally just hit the 12 million mark and continues to climb beyond that. The U.S. and Brazil together make up more than a third of the number, with the U.S. at more than 3 million and Brazil more than 1.7 million. Mexican President Andrés Manuel Obrador lavished praise at U.S. President Donald Trump at their first meeting on Wednesday, saying the U.S. leader treated Mexico with respect despite Mr. Trump's history of threatening tariffs and insulting Mexicans. The leftist Mexican leader made his first foreign trip as president to the White House, where he and Mr. Trump accentuated the positive in their public remarks while largely glossing over their differences on business, illegal drugs, and migration. White House said that the Mexican delegation, including López Obrador, were tested for the coronavirus before they met with Mr. Trump. Mindful of the pandemic, which is still surging in Mexico and the U.S., the men did not shake hands when Mr. Trump greeted López Obrador on his arrival. However, neither wore face masks. Australia's second most populous city began a six-week lockdown Thursday following a spike in new coronavirus cases as states around the country tighten internal borders to prevent the sweeping wave. Australia has avoided the high casualty numbers of other countries of COVID-19, but an outbreak in Melbourne prompted the state of Victoria to impose self-isolate orders. This is VOA News. After months of touting an unproven anti-malarial drug as a treatment for the new coronavirus, Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro turned himself into a test case live before millions of people as he swallowed hydroxychloroquine on social media and encouraged others to do the same. Bolsonaro said this week that he had tested positive for the virus, but already felt better thanks to the hydroxychloroquine. Hours later, he shared a video of himself gulping down what he said was a third dose. A string of studies in Britain and the United States, as well as by the World Health Organization, found chloroquine and hydroxychloroquine ineffective against the string of study of the COVID-19, and sometimes deadly because of their adverse side effects on the heart. Several studies were canceled early because of adverse effects. Brazil's President Jair Bolsonaro vetoed provisions of a law that obligated the federal government to provide drinking water, disinfectants, and a guarantee of hospital beds to indigenous communities during the COVID-19 pandemic. The president's office said those provisions in the law approved by Congress were against the public interest and unconstitutional by creating expenses for the federal government without new sources of revenue to cover them. The humanitarian group Oxfam says the coronavirus has worsened the hunger crisis in the world's poorest corners and warns that up to 12,000 people could die each day from hunger, linked to the social and economic impacts of the pandemic. The group's report issued Thursday says mass unemployment, disruption to food production, and declining, and as a result of the pandemic could push an estimated 122 million people to the brink of starvation this year alone. The charity's chief executive warns that the knock-on impacts of COVID-19 are far more widespread than the virus itself, affecting middle and middle-income countries like India, South Africa, and Brazil. The Trump administration is proposing empowering border authorities to deny asylum to people from countries with widespread communicable diseases. The announcement is the latest in a string of regulations before the November elections to dramatically raise the bar on who qualifies for humanitarian protections. The Homeland Security and Justice Department say denying asylum to people from high-risk countries would combat disease in the United States. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.